reading and sermon by Pastor Daniel Krieger and guest preachers of the Word. Learn more about Zion Lutheran Church, the Christian faith, subscribing to this program, and joining us in person next Sunday for the entire Divine Worship by visiting zionhiawatha.org. Now God's Word.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The first scripture reading is found in your Bibles in the book of Acts, page 1190 in your pew Bibles, and we read Acts 20, beginning at verse 17. Now from Miletus, Paul sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church to come to him. And when they came to him, he said to them, "You yourselves know how I lived among you the whole time, from the first day that I set foot in Asia, serving the Lord with all humility and with tears and with trials that happened to me through the plots of the Jews. How I did not shrink from declaring to you anything that was profitable, and teaching you in public and from house to house, testifying both to Jews and to Greeks of repentance toward God and of faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, behold, I am going to Jerusalem, constrained by the Spirit, not knowing what will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies to me in every city that imprisonment and afflictions await me. But I do not account my life of any value, nor as precious to myself, if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I received from the Lord Jesus, to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. And now, behold, I know that none of you among whom I have gone about proclaiming the kingdom will see my face again. Therefore, I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all of you. For I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God. Pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock, in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to care for the church of God, which he obtained with his own blood. I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. And from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore, be alert, remembering that for 3 years I did not cease night or day to admonish everyone with tears. And now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I coveted no one's silver or gold or apparel. You yourselves know that these hands ministered to my necessities and to those who were with me. In all things I have shown you that by working hard in this way, we must help the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he himself said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our second reading is from the Revelation given to the Apostle John, page 1323 in your pew Bibles. And we read Revelation 7, beginning at verse 9. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes? And from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve Him day and night in His temple. And He who sits on the throne will shelter them with His presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and He will guide them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise out of respect for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel is found in the Gospel according to St. John, found on page 1148, and we read John 10, beginning at verse 22. At that time, the Feast of Dedication took place at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the colonnade of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name bear witness about me. But you do not believe because you are not part of my flock. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one." This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and a peace be to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus. Amen. My text is based on the words of Jesus from our gospel lesson. "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand." This is our text. When Jesus spoke these words, our gospel lesson began by noting it was the Feast of Dedication. You may not be familiar with that terminology, but probably most of you have heard of Hanukkah. This was the feast that was being celebrated. It occurs right around Christmas. It goes back to about 165 BC. At that time in Judea, The Jews were not in control of their own state. It was ruled by Greek dynasties dating back to the days when Alexander the Great was going around conquering the world. And in the course of time, the, if you will, distinctive character of the Jewish people and their culture, rooted in God's Word and in the Old Testament, had become, if you will, diluted down. They were looking more Greek than Hebrew. The priesthood was becoming corrupted. And in the course of time, different priestly groups began to fight with each other. If you will, the high priesthood was sold for the highest dollar. And when one priest in particular, by the name of Menelaus, there's no test after this, so you can forget that. But that was his name, Menelaus. When he outbid one of the other priests for the high priesthood, civil war broke out. The Greek king was named Antiochus Epiphanes the IV. And because his kingdom was being torn apart, he ended up having enough of those Jews and essentially outlawed a Jewish religion altogether. If you were caught circumcising your children, you were put to death. If you were caught with a copy of what we would call our Old Testament, or any parts of it, you were put to death. And that, of course, then led to an even bigger revolt. And ultimately, that revolt led by some people by the name of the Maccabees ended up retaking the land of Israel, installing their own government. And if you want to read up on all this history, you can go to some books of the Apocrypha, which is well known, at least in Catholic circles. 1 and 2 Maccabees record the war and the reasons for it. But it started with corrupt, if you will, shepherds. And so around the Feast of Dedication, the ancient Jewish assigned readings. Yes, the Jews had lectionaries. You know, those sets of readings you read every Sunday, all laid out for you. They had them way back then. And as you got close to Hanukkah, the readings all began to focus on shepherds. What was a good shepherd? What was a bad shepherd? Because they had been misled. They had taken their eyes off of God's Word and instead tried to make friends with the world. And so it's no accident that as Jesus is at the temple in Jerusalem, around the feast of dedication, he begins to talk about himself in shepherd language. In the verses preceding our gospel lesson, I am the good shepherd, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And in our gospel lesson for today, he also describes what his sheep are like. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. That voice of God, that voice of the Good Shepherd, is what we have in the Scriptures. It tells us where we should go in life, and it also tells us how much we are loved by that Shepherd. Yes, He was willing to go to the cross to shed His blood for us. And it is only those who, if you will, wash their robes, as we heard in our reading from Revelation, in His blood, that one day stand before God. Not because we have some inherent goodness of our own, but because we've learned to trust in that Shepherd. We don't have to be beaten into following Him. No, He leads us. Where we hear His voice, that's where we go. And we do so because we trust Him. And no matter how many wolves are chasing after us, we continue to follow. Because we know in Him, that's where our life is. Not simply life here, but life eternal. That was true back in the days of our Lord Jesus Christ when He physically walked this earth. And it's still true today. From our first scripture reading, Paul talking to the elders, if you will, the shepherds of the church back then. He encouraged them to keep on following in that word that He had proclaimed to them, but also raised clear warning flags. There would be wolves coming in to attack the flock, and He also noted that even from amongst themselves, there would arise people saying twisted things to lead the sheep away. That's why it is so important for us to individually be in the Word of God, so that we can recognize the voice of Jesus from all the other voices that are present in this world. Lest what befell the ancient church happened amongst us as well. But my friends, it's already happening. Even 15 years ago, 20 years ago, if I told you that most churches in the United States would now allow gays to be pastors, what would you think? As I've noted a number of times, marriage, even amongst Christians, is almost seen as a useless institution. When I first entered the ministry, if someone came to me and they were living together and not yet married, they at least sort of understood this is not the way God would want it to go. But it was rare. Today, if I get called up, someone wants to get married, it's sort of what I expect to hear. And if I won't do the wedding, unless some changes take place, well, the church down the road will be happy to do it for them. Is that where God calls us? Certainly not. And His sheep hear His voice. and are marked by the fact that when they hear that voice, they follow. And they do receive blessings. Blessings in this life. But most importantly, the blessings of eternal life. The wolves are out. And they're hungry. They're always chasing after us. And while we have been called upon to be the salt of the earth, in the world today, in the Christian church of today, it's the world that's salting us. More and more we adopt the ways of the world, not the ways that God has laid out for us. But sin is not changed. And the voice of God has not changed. He is the good shepherd. And he does so dearly love us. And whenever we look at the cross, we see what the price of sin is. It took the blood of God himself to wipe away that stain. So powerful is sin's grip upon us. But for those who put their trust in that God, who go to him to have their sins washed away, God freely and lovingly does it all for us. God grant that when we stand one a day before the judgment seat of God, we will stand as people who know what the voice of Jesus sounds like. Because we've not only heard it, but we followed it. We stayed close. And that as we stand before that judgment throne, not only here will we hear the voice of Jesus, but my sheep hear my voice, and I know them. That Christ himself will look upon you and say, yeah, I know that one. That's one of mine. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus. Amen.
This program is a production of Zion Lutheran Church, Hiawatha, Iowa. Copyright, all rights reserved. Unless otherwise indicated, the scripture reading used in this program is from the Holy Bible, English Standard Version, ESV, copyright 2001, by Crossway, a publishing ministry of Good News Publishers. Used by permission, all rights reserved. Hymn 556, Dear Christians, One and All Rejoice, was provided by LutheranTimeOut.org. Learn more about the Christian faith and joining us next Sunday in person by visiting ZionHiawatha.org.